Hello, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Samech Zayin 67. This psalm has been adopted by Jewish mystics. Indeed, this recording comes with pictures of the psalm written first as a menorah and then with the added motif of the Magen David, the Star of David, on top of it. The Kabbalah sees this psalm in mystical terms, noting its seven symmetrical verses, its 49 words, its allusions to Birkat Kohanim, the blessing of the priests. It has therefore found its way into the liturgy in different forms. Certain communities recite it daily in the morning tefillah. Other communities recite it before the end of Shabbat at Maariv. Others include it in a special mystical nightly prayer called Tikkun Chatzot. Others recite it before the blessing over the new moon. And finally, some recite it on every night of the 49 days of the Omer. L'manetzeach b'niginot mizmor shir, Elohim yechanenu v'yibrachenu, ya'er panav itanu sela. Ladad va'aretz darkecha b'chol goyim yeshuatecha. Yaducha amim Elohim, yaducha amim kulam. Yismechu v'yirananu le'umim, ki tishpot amim mishor u'le'umim b'aretz tanchem sela. Yaducha amim Elohim, yaducha amim kulam. Eretz natna yivula yivarchenu lehenu Elohim Eloheinu, yivarchenu Elohim v'yiru oto kalaf se'aretz. To the chief museum for stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. God, be gracious to us and bless us. Let his face shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations on earth, Selah. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded her produce. Our God, our own God shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. The theme of Birkat Kohanim, priestly blessings, is prominent in the psalm, certainly in the opening and closing verses, which is an inclusio. The word Yechanenu, Yivarchenu, Ya'er, Panav, all reference the blessings of the priests found in the Torah. It finds expression once again at the end of the psalm. In general, scholars note that the psalm is a perfect chiastic structure of A, B, C, D, C, B, A, meaning that from verses 2 to 8, the first and last verses are parallel. They are the A's. As I mentioned with reference to blessing and the priestly blessing, verses 3 to 7, the B's, 3 and 7, are the least parallel with no word the same, but the message of each is similar, God's ways, God's salvation, God's blessing. Verses 4 and 6, the C's, are exactly the same, word for word. And then verse 5 stands in the middle. A chiasm can be seen in the form of a pyramid, with the pinnacle in the middle representing the linchpin, that which holds the entire pyramid together. And that's verse 5. As opposed to all the other verses, which are parallel verse sets, two mini verses put together and usually parallel, verse 2 half says God graces and blesses. The second half, God shines light. Verse 3a is knowing God's ways, and 3b is knowing how he saves amongst nations. Verse 4 and 6 is nations know, and b is they all know. Verse 5 has three stiks. A stik is part of a verse. So what you have here is that in verses 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, there are two parallel stiks or parts of the verse, and each one builds in a parallel way. However, verse 5 has three. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. You shall judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations on earth. That's three things that it's saying. What's fascinating about this tip of the pyramid, this key to the chiasm, is that itself is actually a mini chiasm. So there's a chiasm within a chiasm. Concentric circles in poetry. Verse 5a speaks of nations rejoicing. 5b speaks of God of judging the nations with justice. And 5c returns the nations being led by God. So the words l'umim appears in the first and the third, and the justice appears in the center. Now, we might have assumed the pinnacle of the verse would be that the nations would rejoice and sing. Instead, that message comes out right from the start. The key is not their rejoicing, nor the notion that God guides and leads them in the third stik. Rather, the key is just judgment. That's the key to this mizmor. The psalm is an eschatological vision, meaning it dreams of what it will be like in the end of days. Perhaps this is the reason that the mystics were so enamored with it. It speaks in universal terms, not only about Israel, but all nations. And it describes the greatest moment in history when God will judge all nations with justice, not with compassion, not with mercy, for there will be no need for that. Rather, justice, righteousness, the attribute of truth. When the world will be worthy of that moment, it truly will have reached its climactic moment in history. Perhaps for this reason, there's a motif of the priestly blessing running throughout the psalm. Birkat Kohanim is a divine blessing which comes when God smells the fragrant offerings of Israel, and the blessing expresses his reception of their behavior towards God and each other. The psalm weaves that nationalistic idea into a universal prayer, hoping that the relationship with God transcends the Abrahamic frontier. It envelops every nation from all corners of the earth. Only then, when all the world is worthy to be judged, will we have to reach the goal of what God set out to do when choosing Abraham to represent God, an attempt to bring the rest of civilization to the same realization. It's no surprise that the two pillars supporting the final verse repeat verbatim the same message. The nations will praise and acknowledge God, all of them. For only through this realization will the world come to its final stage, to redemption. There must be a great sense of tranquility on the psalmist in order to be able to focus on the loftiest ideas of praying for the final eschatological vision for the world. It means removing himself from the enemies, from the noise, from the distractions, indeed from all other concerns, and focusing only on God and the end of days, a time when God will rejoice because his creations, all of them, together, have finally joined hands and sung that sublime song of love, of praise, of blessing to and from God in the world.